Can you hear me better?
Yeah.
So I am going to give this talk in English, so my apologies for the people who don't understand my accent. Don't hesitate to ask questions. So what I'm going to present today is still work in progress, although it's been some years, with colleagues. This is troublesome. From the Fondation François Sommer IGF and ITD, some of whom are present in this room today. And the question is, well, we were studying elephant movement patterns in Gilets Mozambique and trying to understand, well, what would explain the areas in which they were going. And so we have a paradox with deforestation, that means that we usually consider that human activities, and particularly cutting trees, is going to have a strong negative impact on, well, biodiversity and wildlife in particular, because it would generate habitat loss and also human disturbance and attract people to these areas and have disturbances such as hunting and just, well, destroying habitats. However, some studies have shown that wildlife species, and particularly large mammals, have very different responses to these deforestation patterns. And some species will avoid areas that won't be deforested and will only stay in very close canopy forests, far away from any kind of human activity. Others will be relatively indifferent to that and will be able to use lightly impacted areas. Obviously, if the habitat is completely destroyed, you won't find them anymore. And other species will even be attracted to these deforested areas. And this might be the case for a well-known species, which is the savanna elephant, which might be strongly attracted to secondary regrowth after deforestation of forest areas. So that was a bit of the question that I wanted to play with and see what the impact of this would be on conservation. So our study area is in Gilet National Reserve in Mozambique. It's a small reserve in terms of for African. I don't know where this is. It's a small reserve in terms of African reserves, because it's only about 3,000 square kilometers with a buffer area in the periphery. And it's located along the Miombo woodland belt that you have along the Mozambican coast, where you can see here in green, which is a deciduous forest of relatively dry woodland savanna. However, this woodland has been encroached by deforestation that you can see on this map, where you see these red areas were deforested more recently, between 2010 and 2013. And yellow areas a bit more recently. But in the reserve, this is a very small proportion of the cover. And so to go into a bit more detail, what is the dynamic of this deforestation? I'm going to try and stay away from here. Sorry for the lesson. Where we have a mature Miombo forest, which is cut, and we have around the reserve, on average, 10 square kilometers that are deforested a year. And then cultivated by the farmers around the areas for a period of about 3 years, after which these areas are abandoned for farming and regenerate for different periods of time and can either revert to mature forests, but here we have a very long regeneration time, as it would be at least 50 years for secondary forest with the same canopy size, or maybe more than 4 years, 7-10 years, where they could be, deforested again and cultivated. And so our question is to know, how will elephants use these areas? And so what we did was to put collars on the elephants that live in the area. 3 collars were put in 2014 and 3 in 2016. So we have a very small population. The collars were on males and females. And we assume this is representative of only 1 or 2 elephant groups of about maybe a few dozen individuals. So this is a map that shows the elephant distribution over the study period, where you can see that the first remarkable result is that half of the home range of this female elephant is outside of the reserve, where we have 22% that is in the buffer zone and 25% which is completely outside, in a few kilometers about outside of the reserve, whereas large parts of the reserve that you can't see behind the legend are not used by elephants. So this is, quite surprising at first. And we also see that there's a seasonal pattern in that space use. So here I show the core ranges for the rainy season and the core ranges for the dry season. And we do see that we have a shift. Well, during the dry season, the elephants will be close to rivers, probably to have access to water inside the reserve. And they will move outside during the rainy season, closer to the boundary. And if we look at male elephants, so you know that male and females can sometimes be considered by some people as separate ecological species because they're not necessarily all the time together, it only meets for reproduction. But in this case, the results are fairly similar. Maybe we could say that the male elephant was a bit more outside, but this is one individual, so there are no stats involved. So we just see that this male in particular was clearly much more outside during the rainy season and also close to the main perennial river with access to water during the dry season. So the next question was trying to understand, well, what would be the effect of these small deforested patches around the reserve and how they could attract elephants. So what we did is we used a habitat selection analysis where we looked at where the elephants had gone, so here one step every 4 hours. And that defined what would be the used habitat. And then we looked at the available habitat using a step selection function. So that means we assumed where the elephant could have gone over the same time period. So when he was here, for instance, well, he went here, but he could have gone in this field, in that field, or in this regenerating patch. And then what we could do is precisely use the different landscape variables, such as vegetation type, distance to water, to try and understand what would be the explanations for these movement patterns. And so the first main result is that we have during the late rainy season, so that's really the time of the year when the vegetation is at its maximum size, and we also have fields with crops inside, there's a strong attraction for these deforested patches that were deforested about a decade ago. And at the same period of time, we also have an attraction for areas that were deforested more recently that we assume might have been crops. So you see there is a difference between the two, with a stronger attraction for the older, possibly farmland during that period. And then during the dry season, well, you did notice that the elephants were inside the reserve, so obviously they're not having access to the deforested areas. We also looked at the Miombo woodland, and well, here the signal is more or less flat. And one of the reasons is why we have no discriminatory power in terms of what different kinds of woodlands and forests we have inside the reserve. So we're not able to tell if they're selecting a particular type of habitat or not. And finally, we also looked at riparian forest habitats close to rivers. And here we have the opposite signal, where they're attracted by riparian forests during the dry season, which makes sense in terms of access to water and probably access to vegetation that still has green growth at that time of the year when the rest of the vegetation is fairly dry. So in addition to this seasonal effect, we looked at what might be a diurnal pattern, a day-night difference. And so here I compared the Miombo woodland and the riparian forest inside of the game reserve during the day and during the night. And we see that we have a peak, a crepuscular peak in terms of habitat selection during the end of the day, where they go to the riparian forest, probably having access to water to drink. And then there's a slight difference between day and night, where there'll be a positive selection for the woodland at night and a negative, slightly negative during the day. Well, it's not a very strong pattern. But interestingly, we have a different pattern outside of the reserve, where elephants will be found with a higher proportion of time inside in forest during the day, and will be less attracted by forest during the night, and will be attracted by these deforested patches during the crepuscular time. So if I summarize, these preliminary analysis show that apparently deforested areas that we're now following and we're regenerating were the most attractive patches for elephants before fields and clearly before the Miombo forest, and that there was a day-night pattern, so behavioral adjustment by these animals, who would maybe go inside of these fields and regenerating patches during the night and take refuge during the day into thicker, more densely forested areas. So this brings a question of how do we manage protected areas and how do we consider forests and parks and human activity. So you have to remember that Mozambique has a particular history where there was a very strong defoundation
during the independence and the civil war that followed, and very low densities of herbivores. So we quite had the opposite situation of having an effect of overabundance, as you can have in North America. Here we have an effect of underabundance, where key species such as herbivores are no longer present to have the ecosystem engineer effect and maintain habitats that are favorable for them. And there might be a positive interaction between these deforestation patterns and opening habitats that might be key habitats for some species such as elephants. So one of the questions is, well, is it interesting to try and consider, this is an open question to the floor, logging for conservation, and try and think a bit outside of our reserve where there are no human activities, and outside where it's do what you want and don't care about wildlife, and this intermediate situations which might be important for some species, and where you have to think in terms of, well, what would be the consequences for wildlife management and human-wildlife conflict. Thank you for your attention.